Okay. How about if you had an orchard,
mm-hmm.
and you're, or you don't have an orchard, you're sitting, you're in a house next to a guy that owns an orchard,
mm-hmm.
and a man comes up to you and says, "Do you own that orchard?" And the owner's walking right in front of your house at that time, and you would say, "No, I'm just a neighbor," and pointing to him, you
say, he owns it.
He's the man.
No, he's the owner, or belongs to him.
All right, completing this, we're going to say he's the man
that owns it.
Okay. And when I might say, when I was when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy. Yeah, was it?
Richer?
Yeah, but all right, just complete the sentence. When I was, please. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
His father, no.
Right.
His father was poor? No.
Right. Okay, that's all
Richard.
Right. All right, I'm just mainly after the one element in there that you probably didn't think about. Okay, good. How are you on state caps?
Oh, gee, I haven't had that since I was in seventh grade.
Oh, these are easy. Here's a couple. If, so, you know, when someone, for gratitude, someone says, "Well, I'm much
appreciate."
Okay, or how about "I'm much"? Have you ever heard anybody use another word there? "I'm much."
I appreciate what you've done. I much appreciate it.
Okay, how about you might say he wouldn't accept the coat even though he was shivering with cold because he didn't want to be blank to blank.
Beholden.
Okay.
We didn't want to owed to you anything. Didn't want to owe you a favor or something.
Okay,
like
so he didn't want to be beholden to.
To you or to me.
Or to, okay. And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "I got up before sunup, and I have blank all the work I'm going to do."
I'm done all the work I'm going to do.
Okay. And if you're talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, "I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems that they're all..."
Gone.
Okay.
In my class, all of them's been... I think I'm the only one left single, so I think they've all been married at least once or twice.
Once or twice? Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is. I'm going to try to see some of mine before I go back up. Yeah. Okay, let's say there was a terrible accident on the road, and it's really strange when you go back, you haven't seen anybody for a long time, they got a bunch of kids and been married two or three times.
They say, half of them tell me that I'm... that they wish they were me and hadn't been. And I said, "Well, I'd rather have you been you and have tried once and didn't work out."
Yeah. Okay, let's say there was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was blank by the time we got there.
He was dead.
Okay. And and in such a situation, you might say, "He blank to be more careful."
He ought to be more careful. He ought to have been more careful.
Okay. Excuse me. And I might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Bet you won't.
Okay. Would you ever hear anybody, or have you ever heard anybody use dare and not contracted together?
Dare not. No. Not down.
Darren?
No.
Is that too...
I think that's... No. I think that's more something that you expect people from, I don't know if you want to call them hillbillies, up in the hills. Because you all is not used down here as much as what people... Just they think, because you're from the South,
mm-hmm.
that you use you all the time.
People in
we
Georgia
don't.
Always used to... And I was
Georgia before. And Alabama around that way, I think they would.
Yeah,
but I don't think kids down this way... They wouldn't use dare. I think they would say you chicken to try it. Or you haven't got enough guts, or your mother would get you if you did it, something like that.
Okay. How about a boy got a whipping, and you might say, "I'll bet he did something he..."